What I would like to do after a healing school, I would like to start out today. Is there anybody that has a testimony that you'd like to share with us before we get started in the teaching today? Come on up here and we'll tell us what the Lord...
Last month, my husband and I came to the healing school and came up and talked to Thurman and Cheryl. In the conversation, Thurman brought up that my husband was supposed to pray for me. Well, I've been a Christian most of my life. I had never heard that. And so I stepped back and I said, what? And we left the healing school. We were on the road and I had my stomach had started bothering me. And I told my husband, I said, George, my stomach hurts. And he said, well? And he started praying. I mean, instantly, it was gone. That doesn't happen. And since then, it's been two or three times since then that I've asked George to pray for me, and every time he did, it's just instant.
Isn't God good, Becky?
It works. It works. It works.
Praise the Lord. They came in telling me about this, and George says, God's word really works. I said, well, can you imagine that? When we learn to do it His way. And, of course, Becky asked me the question. She said, I have been a Christian, really, since I was 5. She said, I got baptized at 9. But she said, I've been in church all of my life. She said, how is it that we can read this book and we never get these revelations? And all of a sudden, you come along and tell us what it means. Here's the way I have to look at that. I know that God started me out as an airline pilot, a flight engineer, and all those things. Flying airplanes, little airplanes, and then I went to big ones. I started out with a little bitty tiny single engine airplane and finally wound up flying a big four engine jet. But I'll tell you what, when I went anywhere, either in the little airplane or in the big airplane or any one of them in between, I flew that airplane according to a set of books. I always took my briefcase with me with a big book for that big airplane. It told me how fast it would fly at certain power settings. It told me how much fuel it would use. Told me what the range would be. Everything about that airplane was in that book. Now, here is a book that somebody wrote that I've never met. I have no idea who these people are. But they wrote a book, and I get into an airplane, and I'm going to trust if I get into an airplane, a DC-8 at Kennedy, and I say I'm going to London. And so I put on X number of 1,000 pounds of fuel because it said it's going to take this many 1,000 pounds of fuel at this weight to get from here to London. And then I need a few extra 1,000 pounds in case when I get there, if the weather is bad or something, and I have to fly to another airport. I put all that on knowing that when I leave here, I'm going to be okay to get there. Now, I believe those rules from a book that I never met any of the people that wrote it. And so I thought, gee, this book works out real well. You know, if it says, you know, that it takes X number of 1,000 pounds of fuel to go from here to there, well, I put that on plus whatever, and I always got there and always had exactly left what I'm supposed to have. It always worked perfect. You know, it never failed. And so I guess when I come to the Word of God, two things I had. I had a dad, and I'm so grateful that I had a father on earth, a dad on earth. And the dad that God gave me on earth was such a good man that if he told me he was going to do something for me, I believe my dad would have died before he didn't do what he promised me he would do. And I learned those kind of principles, just like one day I was there teaching my little son how to swim. He was when he was a little bitty guy about that tall. And I was saying, come on, Tim, jump off of the side of the pool into the water. Oh, he's hesitant. He don't want to jump in there. I said, Dad will catch you. I will not let you go under. And so he would leap out there to try to get a hold of me, and I'd do everything in my power to make sure I got him every time, and I would hold him. And after 4 or 5 times, there was a guy walked up behind me, and he said, next time he jumps in, back up and let him go under. I said, mister, I want you to know I would die before I lie to my son. I said, if I tell him I'm going to catch him, I'm going to do everything in my power. I would die before I didn't do what I told him. I said, now if I tell him, son, I'm going to back out here a couple more steps. You jump in, you go under. As soon as you come up, I'll grab you. If that's what I tell him, that's what I'm going to do. But that's the way my dad was with me. But all these things I have learned, that's why it made it so easy for me to believe my father's book. If he said something, I tried to read everything that was there. You know, if he told me to do something, I believed him. And it's brought forth great results in my life and many of your lives. You know, I think about the tens of thousands of people all over this world. You know, when I think about these CDs and DVDs, we're still sending out 10,000 a week of those somewhere in the world. 10,000 a week. There's a lot of people at different places have these CDs and DVDs. You know that? There's people in Washington that have these. There is people all over the world that has these. I've gotten phone calls from Australia, from Germany, from Norway, from England, you know, from France, Spain. It's unbelievable almost what God can do with one man if you'll just say, Jesus, here I am. I'm available. Use me for your glory. He's an awesome God. He's looking for you. He's looking for me. He's looking for those of us that will say, here am I, Lord. Send me. I will go. That's just like the time when he says, and I looked all over the earth for a man, and I didn't find one. So I had to judge Israel because I couldn't find one man to stand in the gap and pray for her. Isn't that sad? Well, I hate to say this, but you know what probably the biggest sin in the church is today? Unbelief. That's exactly right. The biggest sin in the church today is we don't believe God. Is there any other testimonies? Praise the Lord. Okay, come on up here, brother. Praise God. I'll turn the mic on.
I moved a safe on Friday for my boss, and it tweaked my back pretty bad. So Saturday, I was in a lot of pain. Sunday, I was almost crawling. My eyes were tearing up. I could hardly move, but I was still toughing it out, trying to trowel the mud on the sheetrock in the bathroom, doing a little remodeling. And my wife and I were in there together, and I was just about to go down incapacitated. And she said, why don't we just go pray? So we did. We went in the living room and prayed the prayer of faith. And the Lord touched my back, and I was instantly healed.
Praise the Lord.
This is the first time that the Lord has ever touched me instantly like that, and it was amazing. And I can never, ever be the same. And I've got to tell everyone what the Lord has given us as a blessing and the teachings that we have here work. God answers every time if we ask, and this has changed my life forever.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, well, Mike and Gracie, they're learning how to walk in God's Word. I got tickled at him the other day. He said, I was a member of a church for 14 years and never saw healing or never saw a miracle. He said, I come out here and heard you teach things I had never heard. And he said, I started acting on what you said, and it started working for me. You know, when you have had back troubles, and I had that same problem for years, and I've known many people that have. But when you get on your face before God and pray the prayer of faith, the King shows up. You know, but you have to pray the prayer of faith. And you can't pray the unbelieving prayer. You know, He is a faith God. And He says in His Word, without faith, it's impossible to please me. And those that come to me must come to me and believe that I am. And you must believe, and I will reward those who diligently seek me. Well, see, that's a problem. So many of us, we just go to church on Sunday. We go to church on Sunday, but we don't diligently seek Him. We may give Him an hour, you know, or two or whatever. I'd hope that if you go here for a while, you're going to start diligently seeking God. I know churches in the area right here, whenever it was, they had a Super Bowl. Some churches, they put big screen televisions in their thing, and that's what they had for church on Sunday night. It's football. Hey, it ain't going to happen in this church. If you want to come here for football, you might as well stay at home because you ain't going to get no football when you come here. You know, you're going to get the King when you come here, praise God. I'll have church all by myself if necessary, but I'm not going to take off because it's Super Bowl Sunday. I love testimonies. You know, I love to hear what God's doing through each one of you, you know, and how He's using you for His glory. And He's a mighty God, you know, He's just an awesome God. So the Lord does answer prayer, does He not? I know what you have need of even before you ask. So if you're asking in faith, you know, and you're clean and pure and you're not living in some kind of sin, you know, well, then he answers. What we miss so often is that part where he says, if you have sin in your life, I will not hear your prayer. So what do we have to do? Repent of the sin and he forgives us. It's that simple. Let's start out here in 1 John 4, starting with verse 1. Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. Once we become children of God, he said, now I give you all power and all authority. If you come to me and ask me for anything, in other words, if you confess your sin, I'll forgive your sin. And if you come and ask me for anything, then I will do it for you. Isn't that amazing that God makes these promises? But there's a lot of people out there that saying that I am a Christian, but they don't come to church. They won't spend time with God. But he says, dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have comes from God. Test them. For there are many false prophets in the world. Oh, my goodness gracious. Are there many false prophets in the world? Now, this is the way to find out if they have the Spirit of God. If a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ became a human being, that person has the Spirit of God. Now, I remember years ago when we were over at Dallas, I'd done something that I've never done since. I had never done it before. It was a one-time thing that I'd done. God, he keeps you guessing, you know it? Because that Sunday, I was getting ready to preach, and all of a sudden, the Lord just laid on my heart. I thought I heard him speak to me audibly. He said, son, there's a lot of my people here have pain today, and I want to heal all of them. Well, there was probably 100 people there that day, and I thought, well, there may be two or three. So I said, you know, the Lord just said, is there anybody with pain here? I said, he wants to heal you today. So I said, if you have pain, I want you to get up and come up here, and I'm going to pray for you right here on the platform. My goodness, must have been 25 people got up. People were coming up. I was laying hands on them and praying for them. And man, their pain was going away. They were just getting healed like crazy. And I'm thinking, wow, God, this is fun serving you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Rock Solid Christian, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.